I guess I am a little hypocritical. I one time was engaged to a woman whose past shocked me. Shocked me to the point where I broke off the engagement. So I guess I'm not one to talk. I guess Michael Keaton with his porn star girlfriend, I can empathize. You see, I met this girl that I was totally enamored with, and we flew off to a tropical isle to consummate our relationship of bliss. And it was bliss, too. We sat under palm trees and we drank booze, and I happened to be sitting by the pool, and I picked up the little tube of suntan lotion and a little tube of sunblock that she had, a little tube of makeup, and I started juggling. And I'm juggling the sunblock and the lotion and the makeup in a big old circle. And she was kind of impressed. She sat on the end of her chaise lounge. And she looked at me, she said, "Where'd you learn how to do that? That's pretty neat." I said, "Oh, didn't I tell you? I used to work at a circus, and I picked up juggling. I was a clown. All clowns have to know how to juggle, so I got to be pretty good at it. And I started, you know, juggling all that stuff." She said, "That's pretty neat." She said, "Well, I'm going to cool off." And she dove into the pool perfectly. Didn't cause a ripple. And started swimming back and forth, power strokes. She swam lap after lap of that pool perfectly. You know, executing that diver's, or rather that racer's turn when she hit each end. Back and forth and back and forth. Now she must have swam 20 minutes worth of laps, and then she leapt out of the pool. She wasn't even winded. I said, "Whoa, Nelly! There's something you must not be telling me. What, were you a competitive swimmer?" She said, "No, I was a streetwalker in Venice."
Oh, no!
It's the Bits and the Rock, the Grease Man on DC 101.